This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. We have a partly cloudy sky, 38 degrees in Wichita. The high today will top out in the upper 50s. Wichita police continued their investigation into the shooting of a man in the eastern part of the city late Friday night. It happened around 9:30 p.m. in the 700 block of South Hunter near Kellogg and Woodlawn. Police say a man was approached by two unknown suspects wearing dark clothes and ski masks. They were armed with a rifle and a handgun. When the victim refused to give up his jewelry, he was shot in the hand and thigh. The suspects fled the scene with three gold necklaces. The victim drove himself to a nearby hospital where he was treated and released. More aftershocks are being felt in Burma after Friday's deadly earthquake. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
Rescuers are desperately searching for survivors in Burma after the largest earthquake in more than a century. Officials say more than 1,600 people were killed in the 7.7 magnitude quake. That number, though, is expected to rise. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates the death toll could be 10,000. Efforts have been slowed by a lack of heavy machinery, but the arrival of the first overseas support is bringing much-needed aid.
Officials report nearly 35,000 people are missing. In sports, Shocker baseball with another win over UAB 6-2 Saturday afternoon. The Shockers are now 10-16 on the season, and they'll go for the sweep this afternoon at 12 on KFH. Pregame starts at 11:45. In professional baseball, the Kansas City Royals got into the win column versus the Cleveland Guardians with a 4-3 victory Saturday afternoon. The rubber match broadcast for today's game starts at 1 here on KNSS. The K-State women's hoops season came to a close, falling to USC 67-61 in the Sweet 16.
A few lingering showers early this morning, but we should start to dry out into the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, turning partly cloudy by afternoon, but still a northwest wind of 10 to 25 miles per hour keeps things chilly. We head into the afternoon with a high of 58 degrees, much cooler than it was yesterday. Lows tonight now into the 30s, and we'll stay in the 50s one more day for Monday. Next chance of showers and thunderstorms comes up on Tuesday. Few of those could be strong to severe. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Right now, a north wind at 9. Gusting to 22 miles per hour, a partly cloudy sky, 38 degrees with a wind chill of 33. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.